of cream, red roses too.
This is Ed Cohen, your editor of Global Business News. We have a very special guest today, Dr. Mary Walshock. She's the dean of UCSD Extension and involved with the Connect program. Let's welcome Dr. Walshock.
Thanks, Ed. Delighted to be with you.
Doctor, you have a new book out. Could you tell us, briefly, what's it all about?
It's a book about the evolution of San Diego's innovation economy, published by Stanford University Press. And the title is very deliberate, Ed. It's Invention and Reinvention, the Evolution of San Diego's Innovation Economy. And basically, it focuses on issues that I think are relevant to other cities, not just to San Diego, and that is the fact that communities, cities, just like companies, have to reinvent themselves, reinvent their core economy, if they're going to remain prosperous and competitive.
I see. Are there four or five main points that determine whether an area can enable innovation? That's a geographic area.
Well, as you know, innovation is a risky business, right? Uncertain about the outcome. You know there's a problem, crying for a solution, but the solution has yet to be invented or tested or proven. And so to have really innovative companies or innovative regions, you need people and organizations that are very nimble, right? They can move quickly because the reality changes and they may have to shift direction. So the old Harvard Business School management by objectives doesn't always work in an entrepreneurial, innovative company or region, because so many technology changes and global forces change. So a risk-oriented culture, but also communities that are very open and in a way flat as opposed to hierarchical, so that it's easy for a young engineer to communicate with a big investor about changes that are happening, so that it's easy for people in marketing and communications to interact with engineering or the R&D team as realities change. You need a very collaborative, flat kind of environment. And as I said in a recent talk, you also need to, in this environment, value talent and expertise over everything else. And the example I used is that an engineer with a turban who can barely speak English can get millions of dollars in venture capital in the Silicon Valley, but in some cities of America, he can't even get an appointment at the bank.
Oh, that's because of how he looks?
How he looks. Nobody asks, what does he know? What can he do? They judge the person by his look, or where he went to school, or the way he speaks. And what we've found, and I've done research all over the United States, is that communities that know how to assess the expertise, the talent, the networks, right, that people bring to an opportunity can move more quickly, leverage that talent, leverage those networks, leverage that knowledge. And oftentimes, really smart people who can make a huge difference in a company or in a community never are heard, never are noticed.
Tell our audience, please, which is global and business-oriented, how to get in touch with Connect and how to think about making contacts.
Well, Connect was founded in San Diego, and you can just go to the Connect website. Just look for Connect San Diego, and you'll find the website, connect.org, and you'll see that there are hundreds of events that are open to anyone who's interested that are offered annually. But around the world and across the country, there are Connect-like organizations. So my advice to your listeners is find the innovation hub in your town, the organization that's bringing scientists and business people and creative people and investors together around seminars, events, lectures. Get into the mix because you'll meet the people you're going to need to grow a company, but those people are also the ecosystem of innovation in their town.
Thank you, Doctor. This has been really succinct and right to the point, and I really appreciate your busy schedule. So to sum up about your book, what's the takeaway?
What I say to companies, because more and more big companies, right, are making location decisions. They want to be in innovative environments. And so I say, look for communities that are non-hierarchical, where it's very easy to get access to anybody at the top, including the mayor's office, quickly. Look for communities where there are lots of collaborative initiatives, biocoms, connects, venture groups, all of which are focused on the innovation economy, because that's where the who's who are, and you can get access to them quickly. Look to communities that value talent and expertise over credentials or your looks, right? And you
right.
can tell if you've got a large immigrant population, you've got lots of young people, you've got lots of edgy, funky neighborhoods and design districts, you're more likely to find a creative entrepreneurial class. What I also comment on is that in such communities, and this is a fourth characteristic we talk about, people contribute a lot of time. People do things pro bono. You've got venture real estate. You've got attorneys that can bill at $500 an hour who are giving away their time. Find out if the organizations in town have people who are seeking return on involvement, not just return on investment. And finally, find out if it's a town where people stay and invest in the town, which means you'll find lots of serial entrepreneurs. And serial entrepreneurs are terrific resources to small and startup companies because they're people who've had experience. They've been there, they've done it, they've got networks, and they've got experience. And in San Diego, we had all those characteristics going for us. And that's why we were able to develop a half a dozen high-tech science-based clusters, many of which are now converging into new fields like wireless health and mobile health. So these are opportunity-rich environments that are easy to penetrate if you're the new kid in town.
We've been talking briefly and wonderfully with Dr. Mary Walshock, the Dean of UCSD, that's University of California in San Diego, UCSD Connect. Thank you, Doctor. We appreciate you here at Global Business News, and have a great trip.
Good to talk to you, Ed.
Goodbye, and thank you for listening. This is Ed Cohen, editor of GlobalBusinessNews.net, signing off now from Old Town in San Diego.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful